Hi, this is Gab.
And this is Gian. And this is Black Press.
Welcome to our first episode, guys, listeners, and everyone.
Our debut episode.
Boys and girls and everything and everyone in between.
So, Gab, what is Black Press?
So, Black Press is a expressive outlet of White Brick Creative Studio.
Ooh, white brick.
Here we express and discuss all things that floats our boat. From design to art, typography, and trends and more.
Ah, this is from White Brick the Eye. So, I have a next question. Who is White Brick Creative Studio? So, I am a part of White Brick Creative Studio.
Also, I.
And also, Gab. So, White Brick Creative Studio is a design studio based in Cebu City. Two small creative studios merged last 2017 and formed the playful and creative White Brick. Since then, White Brick is now home of 12 always hungry creatives and a Bronze Adobe Design Award!
Yeah.
Congratulations!
All right.
That was our milestone. So yeah, what do we expect from Black Press, from this podcast?
So yeah, as I've said earlier, we'll be talking about anything that really floats our boats.
Yeah, any topic.
Any topics. From design to art and typography and trends and more.
Yeah, everything.
Everything local, international.
As long it makes a statement or like it's different.
Different siya. Diba? Kanang mura siya maka-affect sa day-to-day sa design as we do design and stuff like that.
So for the future episodes, we'll be hearing from special guests, maybe designers or artists or just anything that would inspire us in creating this podcast. Like anyone lang good. So expect spontaneous laughter, playful anecdotes, and playful banter for the rest of the episode. So you'll be up for a ride lang yun. Just yeah. Stay tuned. Okay, so about atong imong gi-mention, what necessary, unsa man jud ang murag essence of being a part of White Brick, Creative Studio?
Ang motto sa White Brick is better is the new black.
Better is the new black.
More siya katong play on words sa Orange is the New Black, so better is kanang mo siya ang new ba?
Yeah, I'm right. What's the new in trend? Mm. Yeah. It's muna na siya dapat ang
right. Muna siya kailangan na imong gi-think. Among gi-think as we do design.
Standard.
Ah, yeah, muna na siya ang standard. Sa new standard.
Oh, by the way, that was Jerry.
Hello.
He's here to anang
moderate us.
Us and kanang stop us if we say something controversial.
Okay.
White Brick is dedicated to practicing and promoting better design. So for this episode, we will be tackling the term better in terms of design, in terms of like everything we do in the studio. So if you could describe our work in White Brick, how would you describe it?
So basically, what for me is better design, right? Better design. Better design is a very kanang grabe kay siya ka broad no na
as
statement
in.
So for me, better design is pushing the limits of what's mundane.
Yeah, basically sa studio kay there's a mundane way jud diba? there's an easy way to do things, but I feel like it's not in our radar to do those such things kay murag from the beginning jud of White Brick, and from the beginning of the two design studios, they really pushed in creating elevated kind of design, diba? Murag from as students before, murag mag look up ta to the studios na lingaw lagi ni sila kay murag magganahan sila maglisod-lisod silang life. I guess for us creatives, I think it's great to have this kanang high standard of being better at everything. So it's nito siya ni reflect jud siya ang better is the new black.
Since naghisgot man ta og kanang better design, so na sa ni usasad ka kanang murag debatable na kanang topic, which is there such thing as bad design?
Yeah.
Unsa may opinion nimo nagyan?
Well, based sa akong nakita so far, there is bad design. Naagyan siya. Hindi siya mawagtang. I think bad design happens if you don't take into consideration everything that is needed to be in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if ever you are not reading instructions, if you're not researching well, if you don't have the proper gauging of the target market or the proper elements to use, I feel like it's a downfall from there. Good.
Yeah, I think bad design comes from not practicing or not knowing ang mga fundamentals.
Betaw.
Yeah, better design is bending those fundamentals. Like, imo siyang bending the rules baron para to create something new. Yeah, ang bad kay the not knowing of those. Kana. Kanang, for example, sa daghan kita kanang daghan gig nga inganin mga site na to na example sa logo designs dere batik gid siya designs dere sa Cebu. So yeah, come on mga listeners, kung naman hebuan na mga bad na mga logo, pwede niyo i-comment below.
Comment ang picture.
I would like to share. I would like to share something.
Okay, go.
Design in essence, it means providing solution to a problem.
Oh,
so for me, bad design happens when the problem is not solved.
Yeah.
Pinaka-core niya ba, no?
Yes. And if the needs of the clients are not met, it's not effective design. No matter how beautiful or pretty it looks, not to discount that, but if it doesn't work, then
it doesn't work.
For me, it's bad design.
So
good to an insight.
Mm-hmm. So as kanang people, as designers who grew from better, diba sa una juke, we can say that we are not that good in design, diba?
Yes.
Growing up as a designer here in Cebu, what are the good habits that lead to better design?
Better design to be a better designer. Akong concept along the years, no? Dili man sad mo ingon ta na better than a designer, pero
murag ka nang
at least na competitive ta.
Murag you know in yourself ba na murag ni kuan ka, ni step up ka.
Not to toot our own horns, pero I think learning history sa design, learning the history and learning the fundamentals, jud. Step kanang standing on the shoulders of giants, kana reading a lot, knowing what happened, what worked, what didn't work. There was this designer friend who told me everything nowadays is a remix of kanang something nga hitabo na. So to be a better designer, kanang you should know at least unsay mga ni work sa una o unsay mga mo work para makabaw ka unsay mga mo work in the future. So yeah, I think that's that. Research, read. So nakoy i-add na personal opinion na I think dugay ko naka-realize ani as a student of design. It's that when you design, you don't design for yourself. You design for client, you're trying to kanang solve a problem. So when you design, sometimes you should forget your personal kanang biases and try to think of the problem first good. Kanang so that's that. Kanang being selfless and thinking all the time that you're solving a problem.
Actually relate ko. Ever since as a student, Jude, I feel like not playing by the rules of the institution is good as a designer.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because imong downfall man good if ever you're not trying to push your limits, it's ang grades raman, di ba? So if ever starting from that kanang bisag nag dira lang ka mag so good, kanang it's good to know that you have an elevated sense of taste, diba? Kay in school, if ever mangani, in school or even when you're younger, it's where you build your tools to become the professional that you want to be. So, in relation to what you said, Bitaw, it's you don't design for yourself, Jude. You design for
For the problem,
di ba? So if as a designer, namdito tayong mga personal bias, di ba? Natay mga personal style na ganahan, natay mga ganahan style i-apply. And then ako ang na-remember na passage is effective this works to writers, di ba? As well kanang kill your darlings.
Yeah.
Ganahan ko ani sana na kuan.
Kill your darlings.
Na passage.
O kana, kanang setting aside your personal bias for the better of the greater thing ba? Marsha, kana mo balik siya sa selflessness sa pagka-designer.
As a young designer, mura man tag mag if ever mag play ta or you do client work or mag freelance, ka experience mo na sa una na murag mag-wait mo sa inspiration to hit you.
Yeah.
No? Pero pag abot sa kuan murag sa real world or like outside school, outside your comfort zone, kay it's really different. Lahi yung gudyamurag.
Lagi, kailangan siya
doesn't
murag.
Doesn't work that way, di
ba? Kailangan murag. Kanang job, yun mo siya ang design ba? It's your job to produce something nga creative. Like, muna gitawag siya nga creative work. Kay, naigiingon si kanang usasak mga hero, si Seth Godin, about the kanang creative work. Na iyang gi-compare ang mga creative na people sa mga blue-collar jobs na mga workers ba. Ano sila nga ngano kuno ang mga creative na mga people kay mo ana sila nga I can't work because nakoy ka nang creative block.
Oh.
Nga ang mga plumbers kuno or kana mga blue collar job people kay they don't have that. They stay bisag gikapoy sila kay mo buhat gyapon sila sa work ba. Yeah. So murag inga na yung comparison nga. Kung ato gini siyang buhat, ato gini siya ay title sa atong selves na mo ni siya ang atong work, kailangan wala ta nang mga kanang mga ingan na bitaw kanang mga unpro na mga stuff.
Mag-wait pa ko. Dili ko ka work kay mag-wait pa ko sa kuan inspiration.
So, muna, being a professional creative person, kailangan na ka ng murag discipline o kanang bar sa kanang skill na on the fly na kay mahatag na kay mahatag. Okay. So, on the other hand, okay, discuss naman ta on sa better. What are bad habits that lead to bad design?
Ikaw sa una, Gab.
Na pick up na ay kanang na-realize na ako na bad na ako na habit pagka college is that kanang even though nako sa sud sa Osaka group kay I think of the group as a competition ba. So murag it's me against other people's kanang
a group magka mo.
Mo gani, so it's a bad habit to be kanang competitive sa sud ba. Like imong kato mo balik ta sa katong being selfless. Kanang imong think imong design is better based sa imong personal biases, wala ka ni think sa kanang the greater design in general og sa iyang purpose. So kanang thinking that your what you say is absolute kan di ka maminaw sa ibang mga co-designers kana siya bad na siya na habit
karam sad me.
So kana you have to listen, work as a team and look at the bigger picture all the time.
So if ever you're in a group in a situation na naka sa group unsa man imong murag first na role kuhaon if ever
it depends mo gyud di ba. Kay, for example, if na'y mas senior ni mo na designer, like, automatic in hierarchy, maminaw ka niya. Pero kung, example, kung walay mo take sa position, oh, mo assume ka na.
Being proactive. Ako,
ikay mo lead. Ano, ikay mo kulit sa banda mga designers. Oh, yun, sa'yo mo think na to, niya na. Ano.
Ako personally, if ever I'm being put in a situation where na ako sa group, first, good na ako na murag
first inkling
would be to lead give the group.
Uh-oh.
I don't know say akong issues but
okay na basta na
but yeah na marag so ever since good whenever I'm in a group kay ako jung first move is to lead the group. So So yeah, if ever
na ko na realize karon na guilty ko ani na kanang example usa mo ka design na team nya ang certain na butang nga inyo i-design kay i-assign ninyo nya kung dili kay kaganahan kay magpa dili lang ko dili ka, dili ka proactive ba so kana sa bad na siya na bad na siya nga habit nga grabe ko ka guilty kay kana dili mo sa like, nimo
unsa man ni dili nimo bet mer dili mo di ka ganahan sa client
dili sa ja kana oh kana nga na example kung ang design work kay dili na ko forte or dili kay ko comfortable niya na di pa ko comfortable niya na zone ba na mo track. So we talked about bad design and also good design. So kani person on a personal level na what are kanang better design practices that you have been practicing so far? Or kanang unsay tan-aw nimo na you can practice pa to be a better designer in the future?
I feel like ang ako ang number one good na pirmi na ko ginabuhat na practice or better design is inspiration good from other mm-hmm. designers, mm-hmm. from other creatives. Not only marag, imo siyang i-kuan ba, i-instill sa imuhang everyday life. Mm. As a designer, mamunjo niya itong life.
Oh, so, unsa may buhato na kuan na example, kung ganahan ko na marag ma-marinate ko sa inspiration. Unsa may buhato na kuan?
Marag, imuhang i- imagaro akong gibuhat personally kay akong gi-instill ang design into my life so ako am jung murag life karon kay social media so nag-follow ko mostly sa mga akong mag-scroll ka sa akong Instagram kay mostly mga designers dun na siya and then mga creatives mga friends especially international and kuan local na artists and designers and then it's important to surround yourself with this kind of people, these kinds of people ba kay moment imuhang murag makitan every day and then by seeing their posts or seeing their projects I feel like makakuha kag insights on how to be better
beto yeah wala sa kun nakarealize pero most sa dinong gibuhat sa Instagram like dili kay ko mo follow og mga unless kung very close na mga friends no kay nindot masana ma-update kasi ng life pero kanang mga design ng mga collectives kanang mga studios na imong
gifink foundry na,
mga foundry oh my god type foundries nya Behance pod follow sa Behance Behance dribble Pinterest is a blessing.
All right, so I think that was a good run for our pilot episode. Daghang kog insights na learn. Before we end, so Gab, do you have an obsession for this week? Like, unsa imong ganahan? Yeah.
So, my obsession for the week is this song from Brockhampton. It's called Sugar. Oh, cut na kay basig mo copyright. And this illustrator named Gregory Darrell, he's in Instagram and then Dribble. You should check him out. It's very good.
My weekly obsession would be 36 days of time.
Bitaw.
Ongoing siya na project for designers to share their kanang typographic works. Please follow our Instagram. We are White Brick. We also participated in 36 days of type. Also me and Gab and Jerry.
At Gab Villa Carlos.
Gian.michael on Instagram.
And at Jeremiah type.
All right. So for the quote of the week, we have a quote from the great Saul Bass. It's design is thinking made visual.
Period.
Thank you for listening. This is Black Press. Catch us in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.